The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days were completed for their purification according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph took Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, just as it is written in the law of the Lord. Every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer sacrifices of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate of the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death until he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, "Now, Master, you may let go of your servant in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in sight of all the peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and glory for your people Israel." The child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day with fasting and prayer. And coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee and their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord. Do some of you remember learning a prayer in grade school, if you went to Catholic school, called the morning offering? I see several heads nodding. If you didn't, it's okay. But the morning offering is just a simple little prayer in which an individual offers his or her day to God. You can look them up online. You can go to a Catholic site or any site. And there's all kinds of them, short, long, in between. Just a way to give your day to God, to offer it to the Lord. Well, offering is an appropriate image for today's feast. Because Mary and Joseph take the child Jesus, who's, by the way, the child Jesus at this time would have been just about the same age as this young lady here, when they brought him to the temple. Observant Jews, faithful Jews, coming to present Jesus to God and to offer him to God. Part of the Jewish belief and ritual was that male children were taken to the temple for families that were able to do so, and then the child is offered to God in the name of that family. And so Jesus obviously wasn't the only one being offered, but the focus here is on Jesus. And what's remarkable in this story is, as they come to the temple, it's not the priest, it's not the ministers around the temple, around the altar, that recognize this family with this little child. It's an elderly gentleman, probably who had been a priest at one time, Simeon, and an elderly woman, Anna. Anna and Simeon recognize the Lord. They are symbols of wisdom. Two elders who see God at work in this child in a particular way. And Mary and Joseph are just amazed at what is being said about Jesus. Things beyond their imagining. And there's a sense that their son is going to be offering his life himself in a way that they could not have thought of. Then the letter to the Hebrews tells us today that Jesus had to become like his brothers and sisters, that's us, in every way but sin. And I don't know how often we think about that. I think our tendency, because Jesus, after all, is the Son of God, we tend to think of his divinity more than his humanity. Would you say that's probably true?
Yeah.
Today's focus is on the humanity side, that Jesus is fully human. He had to become like us in every single way. He got hurt. He got tired. He had to learn. He had to grow. An early saint, Irenaeus, from about the end of the second century, said, Jesus was like us in everything, including ignorance. So there, huh? Jesus did not know everything in the world when he was 8 years old. He had to learn. He had to go on. Now, just think for just a moment. Imagine one who was God and with God comes to be fully human among us. Is that an offering or not? Is that lowering yourself? I'd say so. Yes. And that's only the first part. Because, of course, we know Jesus offered his whole life for us, for our sins. That he was broken and poured out for us to give us life. So that we can be here today. And that every time we gather together here for the Eucharist, we celebrate that gift again. Jesus giving of himself for us. And here's part of the beautiful thing of this mystery, is that as the bread and wine is going to be brought forward in a little bit after the baptism, we know that the bread and wine symbolizes Christ, yes? Who else does it symbolize? Us! You really knew that, didn't you? It does. So not only are the bread and wine placed on the altar to symbolize Jesus, but our lives are placed on this altar too every time we come to Mass. So that together with Jesus, we offer ourselves to God. Wow. I wonder how often we think about that when we come to Mass. Not only are we giving thanks to the Lord, but we're offering ourselves to God in Jesus' name. And when we do that, we are given life. When we give of ourselves, we receive. When we continue to give of ourselves, our hearts are enlarged, and our capacity to love grows. That's part of the beauty of love, isn't it? That when you truly love someone, it doesn't make your love smaller, it makes it bigger, yes? So that if I love Pat here, well, I can love Jan, I can love Julie. It gives me a greater ability to love. So when we are able to offer ourselves, our love grows. So along with Jesus today, as we remember him being presented to the Lord, we present ourselves to God today. And we offer ourselves as well. Not just with the morning offering prayer, which is a good thing to do, but we offer ourselves here at the Eucharist, on the altar, in loving service of our brothers and sisters.